This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
534, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday evening. I think it's lovely. I really do. It's about 75 degrees. What's the humidity officially? Well, it's up to 60%, but it's not bad at all. It's a nice night. I'm going to enjoy sitting out on the Arcadec deck in a few moments. And before we get to our friend Stu Smith, who's going to really expose even more of the ugliness, this vicious anti-Semitism that we're seeing at VCU and UVA and a whole slew of other places, I've got to take a moment here, a point of personal privilege, as they say in Congress. And I want to say thank you to everybody who has been kind enough to wish me a happy birthday today. I really do appreciate it. Honest to goodness, it means the world. As you know, folks in Central Virginia have been very, very, very kind to me over the years. And I just have to share with you that I got a birthday card today that put a gigantic smile on my face. Now, you all know about my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there in Midlothian, right? Love Emily. Absolutely love Emily. And I love her bracelets, and I wear her bracelets every single day. Well, I got a beautiful birthday card today, and all of the members of the Morrissey clan signed it, and that includes Emily. Emily's autograph now is so beautiful. She has improved her penmanship so much over the last couple of years. It's amazing to me, the accomplishments and the strides. And you may be thinking, well, how do I even know? Because I have kept all of Emily's cards and notes throughout the years. And I can go back a couple of years, and I can see the progress that she has made. I think it's because she signs like thousands of autographs every year now, because she's such a flippin' rock star and superstar. I love her. All right. Well, anyway, Emily, thank you so much for putting a big smile on my face. And if you want to put a smile on Emily's face, go to emiliesbracelets.com. Great, great, great people. Okay. Now, that's all positive and lovey and happy. Now, let's talk about the absolute garbage that is happening, unfortunately, on some of our college campuses. Stu Smith has been with us a number of times. If you're not following him on X, boy, are you missing out, because he's got videos, these undercover videos in some cases, and really just telling them that anti-Semitism is okay. You listen to these things, you watch these things, and thank God he's exposing it. Stu, I appreciate you being here, buddy.
Always happy to be on WRVA with you, and happy birthday, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Stu. I appreciate that. VCU has got some wackadoodle professor now canceling classes, leading people out of school. UVA, the nonsense is going on. You're following all of that and all of this vicious anti-Semitism all over the country. I mean, you want to just give us an update where we are?
Sure. So locally, there's definitely been a lot going on. You know, with all of these schools going back for the fall semester, you're having these disorientations. Mm. So depending on the campus, it might look like a certain way. So like at Brown, they're focused on divestment. But, you know, here in Virginia, we thankfully have A.G. Mieris and Governor Youngkin, and, you know, the Board of Visitors that we have aren't entertaining anything like that.
Right.
So obviously the disorientation for VCU is going to focus on, well, how can we make the lives of the governor and the Board of Visitors just miserable across the board? And so with VCU, they're focusing on, well, you need to target the power structures. You need to make them afraid. You need to make their lives miserable. you know, these are the things that we consider dirt about them. And their whole worldview is just hate and negativity. So they laugh at things like when President Rao will invoke something and say, well, we're a big Ramley, you know, the VCU Ram family. They make fun of that, and then they will go into, well, you know, VCU's endowment is so large because they're evil capitalists, and, you know, the Board of Visitors, and this is a direct quote, old white men mostly, student rep has no power, often in closed session, and no transparency. And obviously, you know, closed session is something that does have to happen. I also wish we had more transparency on certain things, but they just see the endowment and all the good that VCU has done in Richmond over the past few decades as just gentrification, and that Governor Youngkin is an evil white supremacist. And I mean, it just is so out of line. And, you know, there are plenty of things that we can criticize VCU about. Doug Wilder has been great about some of these weird building deals that have imploded. The Qatari money that goes into VCU. You know, another thing that I think we should talk about more. And personally, I think there's a lot of safety issues regarding the Pulse buses and women being targeted by just, frankly, people with mental health issues on the Pulse. So there's so many things that we could criticize, but instead, you know, we have SJP at VCU and Not Welcome at VCU, focusing on, you know, tearing apart the community instead of actually focusing on things that could maybe improve life for people in Richmond. So as we speak, they're actually at city council protesting outside before it gets started at 6. So they're going to be at the city council tonight, you know, making the lives of the city council miserable. So this is who we're dealing with on an everyday basis at VCU. And this is just one microcosm of one campus that we all know very well. And this is a problem that we're seeing all across the Western world.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
And even internationally.
Well, Stu, let me ask you to weigh in on a couple of things. And I do want to remind everybody, there is a Richmond City Council meeting tonight. And once again, the pro-Hamas crowd is out at the Richmond City Council harassing members of the City Council. What they're trying to do is get the Richmond City Council to adopt a measure condemning Israel. And I've got to give credit, believe it or not, to the Richmond City Council members who thus far have said, thank you, we're good. We got to deal with sewers and potholes and staffing. We're not going to get into that, but I am fearful. You told me, now, Stu, just moments ago, and I will remind everybody, Stu Smith is joining us, the great Stu Smith, who's joined us so many times, all of these videos that he's been able to obtain and video himself of college campuses and the insanity that's out there. You're telling me that these folks at VCU have accused Governor Glenn Youngkin of being a white supremacist?
Yes. So this goes back to when he gave the commencement speech last year, and they all walked out. And so I have another quote for you. So they were courageous decision to platform anti-trans, LGBTQ, white supremacist, war profiteer, Glenn Youngkin. So that's straight from their orientation magazine that they put out. So all of this stuff, you know, the College Fix, Jennifer Cabani, awesome. Yep. She featured it. It's all out there. You just have to look for it. So I'll do another tweet about this tonight. Okay. I'll tag you, Jeff. Okay. And just so you're go and look at this stuff and read it, and that this is what's happening locally. Yeah. And, you know, I applaud A.G. Mieris that, you know, he worked really hard to get these rules to be better so that everyone is clear about what is unacceptable on mm-hmm. campus. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have people in Virginia like Tim Kaine who are focusing on things like, well, I don't want us to be criminalizing the students. Ugh. Well, if the students break the law, then, I mean, what are we supposed to do? So, I mean, so that's kind of the problem that we have in this purple state of ours.
You know, it's weird, Stu, because we talk about, as you say, Tim Kaine, we don't want to criminalize the students. And I hear that and I'm thinking, okay, so what you're going to do is you're not going to arrest everybody for having a beer in the dorm. That's what I'm thinking. But that's not what this is. This is hateful, violent activity that's being organized. It is clearly directed at specific groups. And if we can't all agree that that is wrong, then we got problems. We didn't even get to UVA. Stu, can I ask a favor of you?
Yes, what's up?
Would you mind maybe next week talk with Jeremy, but let's get you back to talk a little bit about UVA. I know you got a lot of stuff about Brown and all these campuses, all these colleges that are outside of our Commonwealth, but we've got so much going on here. I'd love to get you back, talk about UVA. Now, you said you're going to tag me on X this evening. Give everybody your address as well, because they have to follow you and see this and read this stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I am on X, and it's at THESTUSTUSTUDIO. So at the Stu Studio. And I'm tweeting every day.
You certainly are. Keep up the good work, my friend. We'll talk to you really, really soon. That is Stu Smith. If you want to get an inside look at the insanity going on at VCU, some of the craziness that's being visited upon the Richmond City Council, I am telling you right now, sure as I am sitting here, that Stu Smith has got that every single day. I don't even know how many times I look at his things, but primarily looking at college campuses around America, we're in a world of hurt. And Stu is uncovering it. He shares it on X. He shares it with us. And I am just grateful to him for doing that sort of hard work. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got Bill O'Reilly dropping by. Haven't chatted with O'Reilly in a while, so I'm really looking forward to that. We'll talk about the upcoming debate. Remember, tomorrow night, President Trump and Vice President Harris. And then Wednesday, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be with us, and we'll be talking about the debate. And it will also be September the 11th. So we'll talk about the 23rd anniversary of the brutal slaughter. That's what it was. September the 11th, 2001. We have to talk about it. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.